Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Time has passed, life has shifted, and it's a process to learn how to live with this grief. There are moments which seem more difficult than other times as the force of grief unexpectedly pushes its way through the big and small details of living, leaving us breathless, gasping for air, desperately wanting life the way it was supposed to be.
It's difficult to comprehend loss. This is life. Sometimes grief will make us feel like we have to learn to live all over again. It's what makes Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 so powerful because it not only says to trust in God, but not to lean into our own understanding.
I have learned that I can't turn myself inward into grief and believe I have found peace. At first, it's easy to think grief can be tucked away in a box, out of sight, not real. But the whys add up. The ultimate solution, then, is to lean into God. I'm of the opinion that asking questions, including the whys of life, is an essential part of leaning into God. Otherwise, we will never really understand the power of leaning into the heart of God.
There are times the list of whys will be long and challenging, but God is always with us, walking alongside of us in the deepest valleys, making a way through the whys with an unrelenting love and understanding. In the end, grief is a gift, teaching us to lean in and trust. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.